Welcome back for part two of Hot Summer Nights, tonight with the Indigo Girls. We talked with Amy and Emily just before their Memorial Union performance about their music.
We were shopping for an independent deal, for a large independent deal, but we took a shot at the major things.
Kind of for fun, really, or just to see what they said. And
yeah, our manager said he didn't think a major would pick us up.
Well, I think like Tracy Chapman and Suzanne Vega opened the door for that kind of stuff, and then there's a whole handful.
My upbringing was probably more fundamentalist than yours.
Yeah, I guess.
And then I went to the extreme other direction. You stayed rather indoctrinated.
But your family's Methodist, right?
Yeah, we're both Methodists.
So Methodist is a little more middle of the road than a... And my dad is a Methodist minister and professor of theology, but he has a very liberal mind. He's very open.
Even fundamentalist Methodist is more of a practical, you know, methodized religion. I mean, really, literally,
right.
I think, to work within the world sort of thing. I mean, that's the way I was brought up, but...
But we were both brought up in the church, so there's definitely that. We had that in our background. There's some of that,
yeah.
Especially, like, in Prince of Darkness.
Personally, I mean, I'm sort of motivated by a lot of personal experiences, you know, up against the world sort of type of thing, and trying to work out individual problems sort on a level that, like, well, if everybody works on how they treat each other, then the world would be a better place in general. And a lot of it is motivated by a spirituality, you know, of things that I know that I have a certain way that I know I want to live my life. And some of the songs may talk about other people in conflict with that. And a lot of times I'm projecting and talking about things that I do wrong too, you know. So it's sort of motivated by just an attempt to have my life work out the way I want it. We write them separately and arrange them together.
We went to the same elementary school and then the same high school. We were supposed to play for a PTA show, and so that gave us an excuse to play together, and it was just really, really fun from the very start. When we first started, we weren't planning on doing it as a career together. We weren't even the Indigo Girls then. We were just playing for fun. And then gradually things progressed, and we started to build a following.
When we started in Atlanta, we got a vast majority of our support at first was from sort of the feminist population, and we owe a lot to that, I think, for moral support and stuff. But, you know, politically, I am, like, opposed to a certain degree to separatism, which comes up a lot in the lesbian, you know, music supporters. And it's because I'm personally think that the world is at a point where that's not a necessary thing anymore, where what is necessary now is a unified effort on all parts to make everybody equal, blacks, you know, gays, Puerto Ricans, everyone. And so I think that you go through different phases politically, and there was a point when separatism was really, really important. And now it seems that we're ready, we're mature enough, the movement is strong enough to move to the next level, which is a unified thing, living within the real world where there are men and women, and there will always be men and women, and we have to deal with each other. And so that's how I feel.
And we would hope that people are really, like, listening to the songs and thinking about the lyrics and not, you know, not just like, oh, isn't this great? They're two women and we're women too, and we're all feminists and we have a secret.
We needed a name, and I was looking through the dictionary for ideas, and I saw that word. Indigo just struck me. So we used it.
Plain and simple.
That is the way it happened.